Parshas Kisavo opens with the story of the Bikurim, when a Jew is instructed to take his fruits and go to the temple and thank God for what he has. There are rich Jews and poor Jews. Okay, no matter. One is obligated to thank God for what he has. Listen to the eloquent and inspiring and informative words that the Torah describes this with. V'samachta b'chol hatov asher nasan lecha Hashem Elokecha. Again, you should be happy with all the good asher nasan lecha that God did give you. Be happy with all the good that God did give you. There's a secret to happiness here, presented right here, just right in the verses. You will be happy. You will be very happy with all the good. You will be very happy, provided that you're in touch with all the good asher nasan that God did give you. God did give you whatever that good is. Maybe he gave you, you know, a house with 2 rooms. He gave the other guy a house with 3 rooms. He gave the other house with 5 rooms. He gave a house with 10 rooms. Another guy with 20 rooms. Happiness has nothing to do with what your dreams. Happiness has to do with what you have. If you can appreciate what you have, you will be happy. God is instructing here. Be joyful. You will be overjoyed if you look at the Tov Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem that he did give you already, that you have, that you've experienced, that you maybe it's just a little bit of fruit. Who cares? Just look at what you have and you'll be happy. Appreciate what you have and you'll be happy. Focus on what you don't have, you will be sad. Long for what's missing, you will live a life of misery. Misery. Even if you're the biggest millionaire, if you spend your life focusing on what you don't have, you will be a miserable person. And bitter and frustrated and angry. This is the secret to happiness. Shabbat Shalom.